right along. Just to make mention, on this packet here, it says 5:30 starting time. That's a misprint. It's supposed to be 5 o'clock. They advertised at 5, and we have it on our actual agenda here at 5 o'clock. So just if anyone says we'll start at 5:30, no, we're starting at 5, and that was said earlier. Good evening. Approve the minutes of the 5:10, 5:17 meetings, please.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. Anybody against? Okay, resolution 283, authorizing the distribution of mortgage tax receipts pursuant to section 261 tax law. Any discussion? No discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
284, adopting proposed local law 5 and local law amending local law 2 of 206, amending local law, altering the period compensation review committee process to allow for timely legislative action. Moved. First.
Moved.
Second.
Second.
Discussion?
This was just recently brought to my attention. I haven't had a chance to talk to Kurt about it. And I spoke to Vicki about it briefly, and she thought that it was fine, it was addressed, but I totally support this and its intent, but the idea of no later than June 30th, I just want to get some clarification, because the appointments are made in April, I believe, is that right?
They're actually staggered.
Okay. Is it in April? Is it staggered April? You know what I mean?
They've been a little bit, but they all have, some have 1 year, some have 2 years, some have 3 year. And there's appointments also by, not only by the legislature, but also by the executive.
Do we have confidence that, because I guess the initial appointments were April, do we have confidence that a committee will have enough time from its initial appointment to submit the report?
They'll have to figure that out.
By June? Well, 2 months is a very short turn. If a new committee is seated in April, 2 months is tough.
I know what you're saying, and we thought about that, but some of them are already on there. So
yeah, that's the thing, is that's sort of the response that I've gotten, is that it's been considered, but I'm just not clear. Maybe someone could explain to me, in the consideration of it, how it's been resolved, how, in a practical sense, how a seated committee would have enough time if they get seated in April of a year that the report's due.
Well, the report is actually due the second year.
Always the second year?
That's what they've been doing. They haven't been meeting the first year. They don't usually typically meet the first year. They usually meet the second year of your term.
And
that's how they've been doing it.
Correct
me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So they're allowed that opportunity to push the report to the second year?
They should have enough time. Yep. They should have enough time. And the whole thing is to address...
To give us to have enough time. Yeah.
Correct.
Which
address
your
concerns.
Yeah.
Plus have enough time to get it included in the budget as well.
Budget process
starts.
That's one of the reasons why
it's
June 30th.
Yeah.
Budget process.
Well, we moved it to June 30th.
The executive's office, the legislature, everybody's confident that there'll be enough time from the seating of the commission to the submission of the report.
The executive hasn't taken a position on it. I don't think this is something he's going to take a position on. To the discretion of the legislature.
This is a legislative action.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if the executive, even if he has one, you know, we can recommend it. It's not
his
position.
It's a legislative action, but the executive has appointments. That's why I just want to make sure that we have confidence that they'll have enough time. I want the information earlier to consider it before an election, for sure.
So the budget process starts in June. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it makes sense.
Considering the seating of these of the appointments and so on, the fact that they have staggered terms, there should always be enough time for them to have a quorum to be able to meet.
Okay.
There should be. That's why we took into consideration also, moreover, the biggest concern was trying to make sure that the legislature had the report from them so that they could take an action, so we would avoid the situation that we had this past year.
Yes.
With passing the local law, because our charter does require that when you're increasing salaries, that has to be done by local law. And this way it can be done beforehand, as opposed to very close to or right around election time.
Or right after election time.
Well, it came up before, and then it was adopted right after.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 285 and 286, can we bundle them together? They're on the property exemption. 285, 286.
There's a
motion. Motion.
Second.
Who made the motion?
Carl made the motion.
Second. Second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye. I'm bundling it. Anybody against? If not, resolution 285, 286.
Move it.
Move it. Second. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
290, establish a reporting standard work day for elected and appointed officials. Moved.
Move it.
Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
298, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by County Way, United Way of Ulster County off diploma and training. Move.
Move it.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 299, 300.
No, I wouldn't do that.
All right, 299 and 300.
No, I wouldn't even do that.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
All right, 299. Proving the execution of contract, excess of 50, family of Woodstock. Moved. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 300. Approving the execution of a contract, excess of 50,000, entered by the county standard, demolition services, Department of Public Works. Moved.
Move for discussion.
Second.
Second.
Discussion? Any discussion? No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
302. Approving the execution of a contract amending causing the aggregate contract not to be in excess of $50,000 by the county, New York State Communication Emergency Management. Moved.
Nope. You missed 301. You got to do 301. Threshold
election. Okay. But we're doing 302. First, we'll go back to 301.
Thanks for me. Need a boss.
Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Can I just ask a question? When was the original contract? This is an extension.
It should be in there. Next to the list. Back in the beginning. Right there. Should be there. Okay. Original. Thank you.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Back to 301, approving the execution of a contract that costs 50 entered by the county. Excuse me, Dresser and Malicki. Moved.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
Discussion. My understanding that the audit committee met and they approved this unanimous in the audit committee, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call.
Aye.
Excuse me. There you go. Thank you. Sorry. I must be allergic to Erica. 303. Approving the execution of a contract causing aggregate contract not to exceed 50 or in excess of 50 entered by the county. Communications Company Emergency Management. Moved.
Second.
I'm sorry. That should have been Payment of Information Services. Of All Scripts Healthcare LLC, Department of Information Services.
There you go, 303.
Yeah.
All right.
Moved?
Yeah, I moved it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion. 303, Tracy.
So this original contract was in 2003, which is 13 years ago. Is this is it a sole source provider? I mean, why have we not gone back out to bid after so long?
I do know it's a health department software they use. It may be. I could research to see if it's a sole provider. I honestly don't have an answer. Mm-hmm.
It just seems like a long time to just keep renewing.
I can research that very tracing. Okay. Get that to you next week.
Guess I'll get my own.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's time changes.
It's 5 o'clock.
Well,
you got an agenda?
Through the health department.
Do you have an extra agenda?
Service the health department does for hospice-related.
Well, this is not going to be enough.
That's the agenda.
Can I ask another question?
Yep.
Even beyond the question of source, do each of these renewals include price increases?
I can get that for you. I'd have to go back.
Okay.
I was just going to suggest that.
Okay.
Motion to
adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, resolution 304567 8. Can we bundle these? 4?
Five, six, seven, eight.
304, 305, 306, 7, and 8.
Okay, I'll move it.
Second. Discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. On the resolutions, 304 through 308 inclusive.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
304 to 308.
Eight. Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Our resolution 310, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to enter an agreement with the Center Board of Cooperative Educational Services, BOCES, Department of Employment and Training. Move.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
13, 2313, supporting a grant application to the Federal Transit Administration to accept 5339B funding for replacement of buses and authorizing the Ulster County Executive to execute any required applications or agreements to accept funding of the Department of Public Transit, UCAT. Second. Yeah, well, second first. Sir. Second. Second, please. Chris, all right. Tracy.
I just want to bring up again, I'm going to support this. This isn't, I'm not totally on point, but I really think that we should be maximized. I realize we get revenue from renting this advertising space, but I would feel better if we were actually promoting Ulster County or Ulster County services instead of private law firms at whatever the income is.
So,
I think that's the next one.
Okay,
sorry.
All right,
so everyone knows my thoughts.
Yeah,
there's a lot of advertising there.
Is this bundling?
This is for buses.
Yeah,
I know.
This
is for the buses.
That's why he does it.
So you can advertise under the next one.
Okay.
So 313, Mr. Chairman.
Yep.
Discussion?
I'll
move it. We moved it to second. Any other discussion or not? Roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
314, appropriating funds from advertising on buses to purchase parts and equipment, Department of Public Works. Second.
Yes.
Tracy, same thing?
To my previous point. Yeah, I think that, you know, I see these buses and things go by, and it's a giant advertisement for a local law firm, which is all well and good. When I saw those numbers some time ago, it didn't seem like a crazy amount of revenue. I think that it would be better, more beneficial for us to be promoting the county and the things that we do in our own internal department. So I've said that before. I will say it again. Again, it seems like very kind of modest income for a giant advertisement.
Well, first of all, maybe we should evaluate the advertisement, see if they're paying proper advertisement, number one. And number two, it's open to everybody. You know, if one firm or two firms take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm not speaking about the firms. I'm just saying I'd rather see something about, you know, Ulster County tourism or, you know, Ulster County services or ride the buses, go green, something that just more positive, less commercial.
Bert, you know how much we generate from this?
I really don't. I know we had a report last time when this came up. I can look at
and
it. Can
you
look
based on that report
this, it looks like it's $15,000 a year.
Yeah.
$1,200.
For what? All advertising or just one firm?
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, though, this revenue goes to expenses to offset, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that out. That's $15,000 that the county doesn't have to come up with.
Right.
Yeah. Or those big things.
Are we in line, though, with our advertisement prices?
I can check.
All right. Would you please?
Yep.
There's no way. So how many buses do we have? You know, it's like $1,200 for the whole month for all the buses.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is there inside advertising plus outside on the bus itself? Or is it just on the outside? Because I know,
I think
like
it's
like
just
I see doing new bus advertises.
Yeah.
So who gets the contracts to make those vellum advertisements? I mean, is that something that
it was in that report, the processes of the county?
All right, let's hold this till next month or next week. All right? So I'm going to make a motion to do such.
We don't need to hold this because this is just moving the funds we already got to internally to actually expend them on our own expenses. I think my questions are more about the bigger picture of advertising.
All right. All right, then let's not move it. I mean, let's not hold it. Let's move it.
For the record, I think we should. I'm
going to politely disagree. Well, we'll get the information. We'll make a decision.
I think it's great. I mean, I think we should, like Carl said, advertise inside too. Try and generate as much money as we can from this. I mean, it's expensive to run Ulster County. I don't think advertising tourism within the county really that. I mean, I appreciate your sentiment, but I think that we should advertise more, generate, help offset the taxpayers' burden.
All right, Bert, you're going to get a report to us next week.
I get the information.
All right. So on this resolution, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
316. Authorize the conveyance of county-owned properties to the original owners, Department of Finance.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, I'm going to take 18 and 19 out of order. We'll come back to 17 because that's going to be a discussion. Resolution 318.
Right, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
1 second. 317, you can. 317 is okay. This is just the one parcel, it's not the auction.
Okay.
Move 317. Move. It's from 15 auction, actually. This one next.
Yeah, you have to vote on 16.
You have to vote on 16.
You made a motion in
second. Hold on. Which one is it?
19 is the last.
Right. Which so resolution 19. Is part of the...
Finish 316 first. Take the vote on 16.
All right, all right, 316. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
17. Authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept the bid for purchase of county-owned properties at the property sale April 21st.
This is the 2015 auction, Mr. Chairman. This property was in bankruptcy, and that bankruptcy has been dismissed.
Okay. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
318, authorize the Commissioner of Finance to accept a bid for county-owned property at April 20, 2016. Auction pre required by the court. Department of Finance. Second. Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
319, authorize Commissioner of Finance to accept and reject bids for the purchase of parcels of county-owned property at April 20th, 2016 public auction. There's one property that's had some comments. Some gentlemen like to talk
Has
about.
Moved in
oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. Move. Second.
Second. Thank you.
All righty. On the resolution itself, the property here is property 203. We have two gentlemen here. Was at the auction. Our Mark Delacour Peck and Andrew Brill actually bid on it, put a bid in for $105,000, correct?
$102,000.
After that, we received a letter.
Sorry.
You timed that just right.
Sorry.
We received a letter from Ulster
Landing,
who was represented by Mr. Kapelowitz, regarding his questions regarding why we should not accept that offer and let the opportunity come back to the company he represents, Landing Woods. It's been talked through Bert and through B. There's been opinions by B. And saying all that, if Mr. Kapelowitz, you'd like to have a few moments to explain your side, you're more than welcome.
Can I come up, Mr. Chairman?
Yeah, you can stand right here. And we're going to move this along, right?
Well, if I go on too long...
I will tell you. I will tell. I don't need that. I don't need that.
So I'm Josh Kapelowitz, and I represent Landing Woods. And Landing Woods is asking the Ways and Means Committee to recommend to the legislature that the bid of Mr. Delacour and Mr. Peck be rejected. And I don't know if you've had a chance to review the materials that we submitted, but I'll very briefly try to summarize exactly what our position is. My client is an LLC, a New York LLC, that acquired the property for about $60,000 in 2010. And in 2011, they changed their business address and the controller of the company sent letters to the school tax collector and to Dorothy Martin, who at the time was the head of the real property tax agency. Unfortunately, they didn't send a letter to Mr. Maloney, who is the assessor in the town. And for that, obviously, they need to be held responsible. In any event, they have a number of properties. 2012, 2013, 2014 went by. For some reason, the person who was in charge of paying the taxes did not become aware that the tax bills didn't come in. They own a number of different properties, and things fell between the cracks. In the meantime, they have spent an additional almost $340,000 on development costs. They have gotten approvals. This is for a almost 100-unit condominium off of Flatbush Road in the town of Ulster. They have gotten DEC approval. They're in the process, when they found out after the auction that the property had been sold, they're in the process of getting final water approval for an initial stage so that they could break ground. The county commenced the tax foreclosure. The county sent as is required by the statute. He sent notices of the foreclosure by regular and certified mail to the address that they had, which is the old address going back to before 2011. Both of the mailings came back as undeliverable. And there are court cases, and this is where, you know, if we can't resolve it at this level, this is where the courts are going to obviously have to get involved. But there are court cases which say that the taxing authority has an obligation to take reasonable steps to determine the address of the taxpayer, the property owner, in the event that the mailings that are sent out come back undeliverable. And they posted the property, but apparently my clients were not up there, or if they were up there, they didn't see the posting. I haven't seen the posting, so I don't know exactly how obvious it is. But in any event, it's our position that all that the county needed to do was to check with the Department of State. Every time an LLC is filed with the New York State Department of State, they have to give an address. There was an address on file, and in 30 seconds, they could have simply... It took me 30 seconds to find that address on the Department of State's website. So it's our position not to criticize Bert, but the point is, it's our position that the county could have taken that additional step. And having not taken that step, we say there's a due process issue. But the main reason why we say the county should reject the bid is because these people, in good faith, were spending $400,000 trying to develop this property. They had gone along to the point, if they knew that they hadn't gotten the tax bills, they certainly would have paid them. That was never an issue. So it's our position, given all of the facts and circumstances, especially since how far along in the process, if they had broken ground, there might have been an argument under the reacquisition policy. The county has a reacquisition policy that says properties that are residential or properties that are developed, commercial properties that are developed, the property owner can come back even after the auction and get the property back. In any event, those are the facts. I'll be happy to answer whatever questions you have. I know Mr. Delacorte and Mr. Peck have obviously a different position. The county attorney has written a two-page letter in which she takes issue with the legal issues. I don't want to litigate this. I'd like to try to resolve it at the legislative level. My clients are prepared pay the $26,000, which is the current amount of unpaid taxes, obviously, whenever they're asked. So yep. That's the... I hope I wasn't too...
No, not at all. You're actually... You were just getting to that point, but you're all right.
Well,
but
I anyway, looked over.
I would have had this, and, you know, I'm like this to you. Know, but anyway, so, just a couple concerns. Everybody has all this information
so
before.
I'd be happy to...
I was just getting in front of us.
You should have. You've been getting those all along. I don't know if you have them in front of them. But just, Josh... Josh, just a couple concerns I have. As a developer, if I'm working on a project, and I know that I've been paying taxes on some properties, and a couple of years go by that I've been paying taxes, and all of a sudden the tax bill doesn't come for 1 year, the second year, I think I would be alarmed and say, hey, I'm sure the town, this county, the city, whatever the case may be, is not being so gracious to me that they're paying my tax bill.
I can't argue against that.
Well, that's just, you know, that if you know you own a property, and you know every year there's a school tax bill, there's a property tax bill that you're obligated to pay. If you feel that, you know, this property is so important and part of your development, wouldn't you want to have clear title to the property?
Of course. Listen, okay. I'm not saying there wasn't a bureaucratic failure. The difference,
well, I
Rich,
think,
here's
I,
the difference. The hold, difference is that you are an individual. And
I'm a LLC too. So.
Okay, but the point is, you are okay. They had like 20 different projects, and they had
they should even know more so if they have 20
right.
because they're doing it each year.
Look, if you want me to say that they should have known, of course they should have known. That's not the issue. The issue is having spent all this money,
and they have spent all this money, so another $25,000 each year. In lieu of how big you are spending the amount of money, it's very minimal amount of money.
It
in
is.
My opinion. Okay.
Look, all I'm suggesting.
You're saying $300,000 is a very minimal amount of money.
He said he spent $400,000. He has $25,000 that he owed on taxes for 2 years. Why didn't he pay that? As
but I feel
he
like
needed
this
that.
This is an argument. We. Yeah, this is in our
done.
Place.
No, I'm just asking the question. As a developer, what? No, why? As a developer. And you know you have these obligations. Why wouldn't you pay for these obligations so you can move the project forward? We're not there. Now we have a legality question.
Can I just say something? Mr. Koppelvitz has already said that he's threatening litigation, so I think we ought to stop it as it is. Yes, you have.
I didn't
you,
say I'm starting litigation.
Yes, you said that it was
May
put
I
in
be
file.
Heard? May I please be heard?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
So we're done. We're done, Mr. Koppelvitz. No, Ms. as your attorney, Mr. Koppelvitz,
okay,
I thank you. Because now we have a problem. We have you're establishing a record. All of this could be part of the litigation, and I'm concerned. I need to protect my client, and I'm sure that Ms. Havranek will also agree with me. Now we have an issue. You've put it on the record, Mr. Koppelvitz. You did say it. Please. Thank you.
May I be heard?
No.
I have a question.
We're done.
Tracy has a question.
I have a question.
All right, go on.
I have a question. In this letter, you said that, and in what your statement, you said that your client notified the two other agencies of that.
Notified. Letters were sent to the school tax collector, and in this case, the property is in the Saugerties School District, so the notice went to the Saugerties School tax collector, along with
the
payment.
My question is, were the school taxes paid?
The school taxes were
nothing.
No, no. Could I answer, please? In October of 2011, the 2011-2012 school taxes were paid. That's not an issue, but at that time, when the check went in. That's when the letter went to the school tax collector informing them of the new address. Now, Mr. Delacorte...
I'm not paying attention.
At the same time, a letter was sent to Dorothy Martin at the Real Property Tax Agency. What happened to those two letters, I don't know. It's obvious that they never found their way into Jim Maloney's hands, because if they did... Jim Maloney would have corrected the records of the Town of Ulster assessment rolls. So that's the problem is that they should have, listen, I'm not making excuses for Landing Woods. They should have been aware of the fact that they weren't getting a tax bill. But they, the thing fell between the cracks. They've spent this money. They've got a project. It's almost completed. They've spent $400,000. And it's not like, you know, they're lined up in Ulster County. This is a very nice, almost 100-unit townhouse development, middle income. It's going to be a benefit to the taxpayers of the town of Ulster and the taxpayers of the county. And I don't know what the purchasers plan on doing, and they'll obviously have an opportunity to speak to it. But the point is, I'm not saying that they should not have known. Of course they should have known. That's not the issue.
Mr. Chairman, I think we're done. Yes. Mr. Chairman, if I may, there is more to the issue than is in the letter, and if the committee here would like to hear from me, I'd be happy to do it in an executive session.
Yeah, right.
Frankly, I stand behind my communications to Mr. Koplowitz, and I'll be happy to address the other issues he's raised, but the issue of litigation has been raised, as my colleague has presented to you, and it could mean that we're facing just not litigation from Mr. Koplowitz's client, but we could be facing litigation. Obviously, if there's going to be litigation, there are going to be parties to it. Yeah. So we have this issue here, and I'd be happy to give you 5 minutes.
Mr. Chair, could I just be heard with regard to that one issue?
No. What issue?
The issue of whether or not there's going to be litigation.
All right, it doesn't matter if there is. We can't surmise what the future is going to be. Right, let's make a motion to go into executive session.
Somebody. So moved.
Second?
Before we do that, do we want to hear Mr. Delacorte?
I don't think he wants to talk. You're more than welcome to say something. But
I would like to say, and I think it's probably the most efficient way to deal with it, Mark wrote a two-page letter and a couple of photographs of the posting of the property. And I think probably the most efficient way is if you spread that, and we're here to answer any questions, not take up any
time. One other quick thing I'd like to say is that Supreme Court case law says that if there is a difficulty in notifying people, mail is returned, the answer is to post the property. That has held up. That was case law. So,
all right, let's not get involved in that. Yeah. Motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second. Any other discussion? If all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
If you kindly go out, we'll call you back in after executive session.
Be five. Will there be anything else after the? No. Announce the vote or.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Bring them back. Bring everybody back. You all right?
You got me all for Clint.
Got what?
You got me all for Clint.
Tell you what?
For Clint.
I'm just going to say, since we're out of existence,
for what?
Jewish term.
Got me all.
Clusters.
What's the Italian term? What's the Italian term for that?
Hello.
Adjula? Adjula?
You always give me adjula.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's
what
we
used to
then. That makes sense.
So, Mr. Chairman, I believe that there's been a motion. It's been a first and a second on 319, and there's been discussion.
Yep. We had discussion, went to an executive session. No action was taken in executive session. We're at a public.
There's two hands raised.
I understand. We have a resolution 319 before us, and we'll open up for discussion. Yes?
A question for Burke. After we vote on this resolution, either way, when does the property get conveyed?
It goes through once the legislature adopts it on next Tuesday, it then goes through the process of going and processing the deed with the county attorney and the county clerk's office.
Well, both the executive first.
Well, executive first signing, but then the deed process goes through the county attorney's office and the county clerk's office.
And he has 10 days after it's delivered to him to sign it.
Right.
Okay, so. Only when you get the deed changed, that's when the property actually gets conveyed?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And
the legislature signs to convey them.
Okay. I mean, I just have a question for both parties since they both came here and spoke. You know, is there any way you guys can come to an agreement
Legislator Bill Fuglio.
Hold on.
Sorry.
That's not my problem.
I understand that your problem, but he asked a question.
He asked a question.
Yeah. we engaged in extensive negotiations, which unfortunately did not result in a resolution. So we've been down that road, and unfortunately, we did not. If we had successfully done that, then obviously we wouldn't be here.
Tracy?
Can I add to that a little bit?
If you want
we offered to convey back for the same amount of money that it would have taken to get it through the Reacquisition Act. It would have been the same cost to his client, and we offered to do that, and we were turned down. So, just so you know, because one of the things...
What is that?
It would be a dollar more than the
money. $102,001.
They could have had it for the amount of our bid, and they turned it down.
That was before they paid the extra $70,000, though.
No.
Okay, wait a minute.
All right, okay. All right, hold on. All right. It doesn't matter what the price is. You guys couldn't come to a resolve. Period. Tracy.
I just speaking for myself, I want time to look at the reacquisition policy and read it. I know it was sent as part of these package, but I want to sit down and reread it. I'm not prepared to vote today. If I have to, I'll vote no today, and then I'll decide on the floor. Or next week, but if we hold it all, no, next week.
I mean, I think that's been reviewed by our attorneys.
That's fine.
Have opinions. All right, well, just so that you're aware of that. All right, what's the pleasure of this committee? We have a resolution or a motion. Tracy has asked to postpone this for a week. Anyone else feel that they have to postpone it for a week, or you like to act on it tonight?
I'm ready.
All right, someone... we have a motion to...
There's a motion and a second on the floor.
On the floor to approve this resolution before us the way it is right now, which means a resolution 203 will be... Parcel 203, I'm sorry. Resolution 319, parcel 203 will be deeded to Delacour, Peck, and Braille in due time the way it is right now. Any other discussion about that? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
I'm against right now.
Tracy, you can actually abstain for more information.
You're allowed to abstain?
I don't think you can. No,
yes,
but.
You can.
I don't think so.
In committee, you can. I've been told that several times.
Really?
All right, well.
In committee, you can abstain for more information.
I can be no, and then just change my
whatever.
If I'm allowed to abstain, I'll abstain. If I'm not, I'll be a no.
All right. There again, I hope your two parties can come together to come to a conclusion, but you heard what the county...
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for taking the time out.
Thank you for giving us the information. Everybody has different reports before them. The revenue budget report, the budget expense report. What else? Transfer budgets. Any new business? Any old business? Motion to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Before you guys leave, make sure you